a 30-year-old mother, Elizabeth Brotons, who after 7 miscarriages carried her only son, Elian, to a boat off the rocky shores 10 miles from her lifelong home. Why did she do it? What was she escaping? By all accounts, this quiet, serious young woman who loved to dance the salsa was living the good life, as good as it gets for a citizen in Cuba.
I didn't know that Elisa was leaving.
Lisbeth Garcia, maid at the Hotel Paradiso, in Cuba's specially built foreign tourist haven, Varadero, where Elian's mother worked with her side by side. In today's Cuba, maid, where dollar tips are to be had, is a prestigious job. Elian's life relatively easy by Cuban standards, living with mom and maternal grandparents half of the week, in dad's well-furnished home the rest of the time. Both mom and dad friendly to each other and caring towards their only child.
As a mother, she was exceptional. Her life was a Elian. She didn't have anything else in mind than her son. She was a wonderful person.
An extended family, destroyed by a mother's decision to start a new life in a new country. A decision that now leaves a little boy estranged from his father and forever separated from her.